from KQED.
All persons at the state capitol are in violation of Section 602Q of the Penal Code. You are hereby ordered to immediately leave the area.
Authorities arrested roughly 70 people last night after a boisterous day of protesting in Sacramento. College students from across the state who participated in Occupy the Capitol say they hope lawmakers heard them loud and clear. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
They may have different solutions in mind, but the several thousand students who showed up Monday in Sacramento were in perfect unison on the problem. From UC, CSU, and community college campuses they came, angry over hundreds of millions of dollars of cuts over the last few years. Cuts, they say, that have damaged an entire generation's future. Rosa Valle came from her campus at Cal State Long Beach.
Education is a right. It's not a privilege. And they should really reconsider all the budget cuts they're making to our education.
But those cuts have been a function of two indisputable facts. The state's revenues have not kept up with demands, and unlike, say, K-12 schools or health care for the poor, there are no legal protections for higher education dollars. Once the group moved inside the Capitol, some called for a repeal of Prop 13's property tax limits. Others wanted a new tax on millionaires. Some legislators spoke to protesters as they roamed the hallways. The question, though, is whether they heard them. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.